Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, "Hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses." And I was like, "Really? Meet your boss?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay."
Thank you.
was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. Between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I have the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back and enjoy today's show. Today is the 10th of November, and we have a great show lined up for you today. DJ Papa D, can you hear me? Are you okay with
my
volume?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
You can hear me,
okay. I can hear you
fine. Yeah, because I could hear you earlier, but you couldn't hear me. So now I'm going to plug my phone up so that it will charge while the show is going on. And we'll be in the building. All right. Well, first thing I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In our neighborhood, it's about 50 degrees. The sun is blocked by all kind of clouds. There's no blue skies to be seen anywhere. And we had a little rain last night, and we're expecting to have more rain today. And tonight we got weather notices that we're going to have some rain in Las Vegas. So if you're planning to come to Vegas, make sure you bring your raincoat, your umbrellas, and you bring your jacket. And, of course, you wear your long-sleeve shirt and your long-sleeve sweaters and your long-sleeve T-shirt, because it's going to get cold in Las Vegas. It, right now it's about 50 degrees, and it's going to get cold. We're experiencing winter weather in Las Vegas. In the desert, that means it's cold. It's going to be cold weather. So I'm advising you, if you come to Vegas now, make sure you bring all your weather clothes with you so that you can be warm and comfortable. All right. Well, first thing I want to know is, let's talk sports. Let's talk about the football game from last night. All right. So, DJ Papa D, the game last night should have been a real dull game because it was Tampa Bay playing the Jets, the New York Jets, right? If I'm not mistaken, that's who played last night.
New England Patriots beat the New York Jets 30-27. You bet on Patriots and under, and it was Patriots and over.
and over. What was the score? 31-7
27.
Yeah. 31-7
I can hear you. I can hear you fine. You don't have to ask me questions more than once.
I can't hear what you're saying. Did you say 31-7 What did you say? 31-7 or 17 or 27?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. So what was the score?
Okay, I can hear you fine. You bet on the Patriots beat the Jets 30-27. You bet on Patriots and under, and it was Patriots and over.
Okay. So it was 30-27. Whoa, it was a close game. The Jets actually showed up, huh? And either that or the New England Patriots are really gotten sorry with Cam Newton as their quarterback. I don't know what's going on with New England if they can't beat the Jets. Man, they barely beat the Jets. So the Jets still are haven't won a game yet. But they're battling back now. Now they're scoring points. So I don't know what to say. If the Jets are getting better or New England's getting worse, I don't know what to say. But anyway, that's another win for G Money. So that made me, what's my total now? That's 10-5. 10-4, 9-4, 9-4. I think I was 9-4 with yesterday's win. So, all right, that's good. So I ended up pretty good for week number 9. So, all right, L.A., Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. That's week 9 in the NFL football season. So the Jets actually scored some points and they almost won the football game. I'm wondering if it was a field goal that they could have kicked to win the game or what? Because the New England Patriots only beat them by 3 points. So I don't know what to say about New England. Obviously, they're missing Tom Brady. But they got Cam Newton. I don't know what's going on. He was the most valuable player 3 years ago. So I don't know what's happening with him. But anyway, I don't have any more news to report. Nobody's doing anything in the news. They're still talking about the election. Donald Trump is still complaining about the election. He's saying that he wants a recount, so they're counting up some of the votes in some of the states. But Biden and Kamala Harris are putting together the scientists for the virus. They're putting together their team to work with the virus. So they're putting their team together. So they're not even worried about Donald Trump and his complaining. They're ignoring him, and they're going on with the business at hand. So that's a good thing. America is going on, and they're working with the virus, trying to stop the virus. So that's a good thing. So, all right, DJ Papa D. Well, that's all for the news. And the report for the weather, So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Oh,
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up and listen to the activities I'm talking about on the radio. I'm so glad you joined us today for the radio show, because today is November 10th, and it's getting closer to Christmas or getting closer to Thanksgiving, whichever you want to look at it. It's getting closer to the holidays. So I'm glad you're with us listening to the show. I got a story for you, a joke for you, or a story, I guess you'd call it a story. There were three men that were working on a construction site. They were working on a high-rise building, and they were up on the 50th floor, and they were putting in windows. And they took a lunch break and they sat on the side, on the edge of the ledge of the building, and they were going to eat their lunch. Well, the Italian dude opened his lunch, and he said, if I have lasagna again, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself. And he looked in his lunch, and sure enough, he had a lasagna lunch. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the Mexican dude was sitting next to him, and he said, well, if I have tacos and burritos for my lunch today, I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself. And he looked in his lunch, and he had tacos and burritos. So he tossed himself off the building, too, and killed himself. And then there was a Polish dude sitting there eating his lunch, and he said, well, if I have a Polish sausage in my lunch, I guess I'm going to kill myself, too. And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. So since all three men worked together and they all died together, they had their funerals together. And the wives were crying at the funeral. Oh, my God, I miss my husband. I can't believe he's dead. And the Italian wife was like, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. If he wanted something else to eat, he should have told me. And I would have fixed him something else to eat. He didn't have to kill himself. Oh, I miss my husband. Oh, wow, I miss my husband. And then the Mexican lady was crying, and she said, I miss my husband, too. And I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. I wish he would have told me that he wanted something different, because I could have fixed him something different. But he didn't have to kill himself. Oh, I miss my husband. Oh, I miss him so bad. And then the police lady was standing up there looking at him, and she wasn't crying. She was like, well, I miss my husband. But my husband's just really stupid. He's just a follower, and he just does stupid stuff. And then ladies looked at him and said, Aren't you upset that your husband killed himself over his lunch? And she said, no, he didn't kill himself over his lunch because he fixed his own lunch. Yep, that's the story from G-Money to Pimp Comic. Oh, that's a whole story, boy. I haven't told that one in a long time. All right. Well, let's play a song, DJ Papa D. Play my Low Rider. Low Riding for Real. Play that song for my audience. Let them listen to the song. And then we can play a couple of commercial breaks for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. I had a Mustang. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that
Mike, Mike, you want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girls. Come on now. With some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls, so what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay, you got Kermit the Frog? You got Ken? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any men dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no men dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun? This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So I'm glad you've joined us for today's radio show. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I tell you some stories and interest you with some jokes. So we got all kind of stuff on the radio show for your listening pleasure. So you just sit back and listen as we bring you all the information to your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, how about playing a song for us, and we can do another commercial break, and we can be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
Down.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So now it's time for me to tell you a story. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and lock your chairs. Because it's time for you to take a ride inside my mind for a story of mine. DJ Papa D played the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
But, yeah, my daddy was very athletic. But he was my coach, and he coached me in baseball when I was in the sixth grade. And I was a pitcher, and I played third base. But one day, we had to have a 3-day rule where if you were pitching, you had to take 3 days off before you could pitch again. So I had to take a break from pitching because I was pitching at all the good games, and I had to take a break when we played some of the sorrier teams. And one day I was the back catcher, and I'm still trying to figure out why I was back catching, because our catcher was pitching. And I thought we had some other pitchers on the team, but I don't know what went down. But I ended up back catching. And I was good. I was throwing people out trying to steal second base. They couldn't run on me. I had a gun because I was a pitcher, and I was a third baseman. So I had a good shot. I could throw people out going to second base. They couldn't run on me. They couldn't do it. But one time, a guy made it to second base, and I don't know if he went from a ground ball that was hit in the infield, and the infielders just threw the guy out at first base. So the guy on first base ran to second base unchallenged. So he ended up on second base. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball to the outfield. And the outfielder went running for the ball. And the man ran to third base. But he didn't stop at third. He tried to come home. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? He's coming home? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. I'm sitting at the plate. And I'm in front of the plate, I'm blocking the plate, and I'm waiting on the throw from the outfield. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and he throws a strike. He hits me right in the gut, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And I know he's going to slide. So I put the ball down, and I squat down in front of the plate, and I put the ball in the glove in front of the plate, and I'm going to tag this guy out. I know I got him. I got the ball, and I'm ready for him. And I put the ball down in front of the plate, and the runner's coming, and he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out. And he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He flips the script. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And I'm like down there waiting on him to slide. I got the ball and the glove down in front of the plate. He's sliding into the glove. He's going to be out. Well, he decides that he ain't going to slide. He's bigger than me, so he's going to run me over. And he runs me over. But he steps on my foot with the metal cleats that we had, and the cleat goes through the nail on my big toe. He steps on my foot, and I tag him out. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. And I'm hopping around, but I still got the ball in my hand. So he's out because I tagged him. But I'm jumping around going, oh, my foot, my foot. And everybody runs out and they say, what's wrong? I said, he stepped on my foot. And they lay me down on the ground, and my daddy comes running out there, and he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, he stepped on my foot. So they take my shoe off, and my foot is bloody because he stepped on the toenail on my big toe, and it went through my toenail into my foot. And they take the sock off, and my foot is all bloody. And they take me to the side, and they rubbed my foot off with some medicine, and they put a Band-Aid on my toe and wrapped my toe, and then they take some athletic tape and rub around my toe, wrapped it around my toe a couple of times, and then they put my sock back on and put my cleat back on, and they're like, all right, are you, can you play? And I'm like, yeah, I can play, but my foot hurts. But I can play because I'm a ball player, and I know that happens. Plus, I was kind of cheating because I used to sharpen my cleats when I had metal spikes. I used to sharpen my cleats with a file. So my cleats were sharp, and if I would have slid into somebody, I would have cut them up too. And that's just how the game goes. You got to use every advantage you can to be a winner. And I had my cleats were shaved. They were filed down, and all of my cleats were sharp. They had razor sharp cleats on the bottom. So I knew what it was like to get stabbed or to get stepped on. Because I'm sure when I stole bases, I came in with my feet in the air. I didn't slide on the ground. I put my feet up in the air. And if you got in the way, I put my foot in your chest. That's how I slid. And that's how I always slid. I put one foot on the ground, and the other foot would be in the air. So if you're watching my foot in the air, I'm kicking my other leg into the base, and I'm safe. They can't throw me out because the guy catching the ball is watching my foot. So that's how I play. I was a ball player. I've been playing ball since I was 3 years old. I was an athlete. I played ball, and that was part of the game. But my daddy told me at the end of the game, he said, you won't catch no more. And I'm like, but daddy, I had a good game. I threw like five guys out at second base. I tagged the guy out that came home, and I held the ball. I mean, what are you talking about? You don't want me to catch no more. He said, no, you're not going to be a back catcher because you don't hit when you're catching. And I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I got any hits that day. I didn't strike out. So I hit the ball. I must have just grounded out, or I hit a fly ball that they caught. But I was hitting the ball, so I don't know what he's talking about. But as of that day in the sixth grade, I didn't back catch anymore. After that, I was done. So I just played third base and pitched, and that's what I did all through high school.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Can I ride?
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras, in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Going down just a little bit,
going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back and listen as I entertain you with some jokes and some stories for my listening audience. I'm entertaining you with the best of entertainment. So I want to do something with my fan club. I think it's time for us to me to give away $50 to my fan club members. So I have, what's today? Tuesday. We're going to pick a fan club out of the air, and we want the fan club to call in and claim $50 prize. That's right. We want a fan club member to call in and claim the prize. Except we're gonna wait on caller, fan club caller number 7. So we're gonna wait, and we want fan club number 7 to call in and claim the $50 prize. Real easy. All you got to do is be the 7th caller, and you can call in and claim a $50 prize. All right. Well, we're going to give you 5 minutes to call in and claim the prize. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song. I'm going to play, let's see, what song? What song do I want to play? How about GG Money? GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. Yeah, that's my song. I like that one. So we'll play that one for the listening audience. And when we finish the song, then hopefully we'll have a call-in fan club member that will call in and claim the $50 prize that we have waiting for them at the finish line. So we're waiting on caller number 7. So that's what we're waiting on, caller number 7 to claim the prize. All right, DJ Papa D, play the song, and we're going to wait. We'll give 5 minutes for the fan club member to call in and claim the $50 cash prize. So we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG money. A AA, a BS, and a BA degree. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. G Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm G Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG Money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their minds. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I pledge the Friday is Christmas, but time is cheap. GG Money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business, that's me. GG Money. I was the stepmaster, big dog on the yard. GG Money.
What the? Yes, yes. Big the dog on the yard.
I'm GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Yeah, well, that's my song, and I like that one very much. So what you think about that, public? What did you think about that, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Now, did we get a fan club member to call in? We were waiting on fan club member number 7. So DJ Papa D, did we get fan club number 7 to call in to claim the prize?
We did not get a fan club member number 7 to call in within the 5-minute time period. So, no one wins the prize.
Oh, man. Nobody today either, huh? Okay. Well, I guess all my fan club members got money, so they don't need no extra money. So, I guess that's the way it goes. But that's all right. I'm G Money. I'll hang on to my money. I was thinking about some jokes that I could add to my list. I want to talk about G Money. I want to say he got a big pumpkin head. His head's so big, they gave him a big old pumpkin helmet when he played football. He had a pumpkin head. And he was so long and tall, he looked like he was from... In Malia. No, that's not where I want to say I'm from. I want to say I'm from I can't think of that country, that African country where they got all the flies that fly around them little skinny kids that they always begging us to send money to them to feed them. Amalia. Isn't that Amalia? No, that's not Amalia. It's, I can't think of it. But anyway, he's so skinny, he looks like he was from Amalia. He got no body. No, he got a skinny body. He got no muscles on his legs. But he got arms like Popeye. He looks like Popeye. He got big muscles, and he got big arms, but he got elbows that poke out like little meat
got a brown head. Yeah, he ain't got no hair on his head. He got a bald head. He's bald, and he looks like an alien. His head is shaped like a big oval egg. And he got eyes shaped like Chinese, like Japanese eyes. Like his daddy was black, but his mama was Chinese or Japanese. He had Japanese eyes. He's a funny-looking kid. He looks like an alien from another planet. And he got a big nose. He got a big nose. His nose is big like his feet are. He got big nose, and he got a big head, and he got big feet. Oh, yep. That's my jokes about G-Money. I can't think of anything else about him right now. That's like seven jokes there about G-Money. So I'm going to put those in the kit and see if somebody can come up with some other jokes to add to my jokes about G-Money. As I talked about his big feet, I talked about his big head, I talked about him being bald, I'm talking about him having a big nose on his face, I talked about him having no hair on his head, I talked about him having big feet. I talked about him having an alien head, long and thin, and he got eyes like an alien. His eyes are like he's Chinese or Japanese. He got slanted eyes. And he got a funny dark color. Because he's a black man, but he got Japanese colored eyes. Japanese shaped eyes. They look like eggs. That's all I can say about G-Money right now. That's all I can say, people, about G-Money. I'm trying to help you out with the dozens. G-Money presents the dozen. I'm trying to help people talk about roast in G-Money. So that's my joke right there for joking for roasting G-Money. So I'll come up with some more later, I guess. I'm thinking about them all the time. Because I got to put some jokes together. So we can have the dozen, because G-Money's ready to battle in the dozen. So we got to have some jokes to talk about G-Money. So anyway, all right, well, we tried to give away $50 to the fan club member, and that didn't work. So I guess it's time for me to say goodnight, because all the clocks on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to roll on around the corner and do some other stuff. I got places to go and people to see. I got things to do, don't you know. So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that we can get more people to follow the radio show. Thank you very much, DJ Big Nasty. I appreciate your help. So anyway, I guess it's time for us to pray. So DJ Papa D, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G-Money. because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.